This is the Composer's Datebook for March 30th. I'm John Burge. Call me Ishmael Burge. Whenever I find myself growing grim about the mouth, whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in my soul, then I account it high time to get to the nearest Starbucks as soon as I can. With apologies to Herman Melville, today marks the anniversary of the opening of the first Starbucks coffee shop in Seattle. Now, since Starbucks gets its name from the first mate of the Pequod, the whaling ship made famous in Melville's classic novel Moby Dick, today we celebrate composer Jake Heggie's ambitious Moby Dick opera, which premiered in Dallas in 2010. When I write an opera, at a certain point, the characters start singing to me, Jake Heggie said about wrestling with his great white whale. But this was the first piece where I felt there was a physical cost, an exhaustion. Moby Dick deserved that. And no doubt the Dallas Opera stage director, Leonard Folia, needed more than a few cups of Mr. Starbucks coffee to bring Melville's epic drama to life on stage. He said, "I had to sink the ship in 8 bars of music." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.